Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the top stories in the insurance industry in Australia this week. On our agenda, significant rulings, the state of premiums, ballooning claim payouts, and recognitions. Let's dive in. Earlier this week, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, sided with a restaurant in a bitter arson insurance dispute against QBE Insurance. The restaurant had suffered severe damage from an arson event last year. However, QBE refused to honor the claim because the restaurant director didn't disclose his criminal history during the policy inception. The director countered this, stating the non-disclosure was unintentional and even expressed willingness to pay additional premiums. In this case, AFCA foisted the burden on QBE to prove they asked specific questions during the policy application that should have prompted the director to reveal his criminal history. This case serves as a strong reminder for restaurant owners to lay all cards on the table, to disclose fully when communicating with insurers to avoid future claim disputes. Now on to other news. Despite a strong profit surge, Insurance Australia Group is sounding the alarm for an impending rise in insurance premiums. They reported an impressive 91% increase in net profits, a sum totaling $778 million for the first half of the financial year, largely due to favorable weather conditions. Even so, CEO Nick Hawkins cautions that higher premiums are on the horizon, a significant concern for restaurant and cafe owners already challenged with tight financial conditions. Hawkins points to escalating climate-related risks and frequent natural disasters as the drivers for the increase. He stresses proactive management of insurance, regular review of policies, implementation of risk mitigation measures, and fruitful engagements with insurance brokers to better protect businesses against rising costs. Furthermore, the leading life insurer in Australia, TAL, reported $4.7 billion in life insurance claims over the past year. This massive figure underscores the vital financial support that insurers provide. Notably, mental health claims topped the list at 21%, reflecting the growing importance of comprehensive coverage. To navigate this social concern, TAL has made strides in digital streamlining to provide faster, empathetic support while expanding recovery and wellness services through their Health for Life platform. Indeed, insurers are stepping up to face the mounting mental health crisis in Australia, recalibrating their strategies to focus on both immediate financial aid and long-term wellness for policyholders. To wrap things up on a positive note, the 2025 Money Magazine Life Insurance Awards recognized Encompass Protection as the best income protection provider. The accolade celebrates their exceptional coverage and service to Australians seeking income protection. Since its inception on the NeoS platform in 2022, Encompass Protection has made waves with its customer-focused approach and innovative strategies, setting new standards in the industry. The achievement serves as a benchmark for consumers, highlighting the importance of financial stability and comprehensive coverage in choosing insurers that center on customer satisfaction and protection. That wraps up this week's insurance news. For more updates, visit us on our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay insured, stay safe, and have a great day. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.